This is Positive Outcomes, a podcast for the P&O community. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Jeff Newell. I'm your host today for this episode. We have a great show lined up for you today. Jeff Collins, the president and CEO of Cascade Orthopedic Supply, is with us today to discuss what is in store for Cascade and Ortoped in this upcoming year. Jeff has been with Cascade since he was brought on in 2000 to restructure the organization and become president in 2005. Thanks, Jeff, for coming on today.
Jeff, it's a pleasure to be here with you and excited to talk through what we have in store for 2022.
Great. So let's just look at a little bit of background, Jeff. You know, you came on board with Cascade, and can you give me a bit of background there? And then Ortoped came into play. If you can just stretch it out to ours, Ortoped is.
Happy to. So it's been an evolution, as you know, from, public accounting consulting and then did some work in corporate accounting, but had an opportunity to join the O&P world with Cascade, and was a bit of a turnaround project, taking a legacy distribution business and really restructuring it and getting it back on a firm footing, and then growing it from there, rolling out new technology initially. And then we grew organically through an acquisition of a distribution division of KnitRite in the mid-2000s to broaden out ourselves in the U.S. P&O market. Several years later, we made an investment into the Ortoped business and got that integrated into our systems and platform. And that brings us really to today. So a lot of growth and evolution of the business over about a 20-year span now.
Time really flies. It really does. I can't believe it's 20 years already. What are you seeing in the marketplace right now? First, let's take a look at the U.S. and then we'll move on to Canada.
It's choppy, right? So the last 2 years have been anything but normal for all of us. I think we've all had to change and adapt to operating, in a remote fashion, and in a lot of ways rely more and more on technology. And thankfully, we had a good jump on implementing technology to run our business, many years before we were forced to do so to address the COVID pandemic. So yeah, I think we've done a lot along the way to get ourselves positioned to operate more with technology and remove a lot of the manual functions and processes that we had in place previously.
So I guess now you're probably thinking it was pretty smart of you to be very proactive in getting some of this technology into place with COVID the way it is now.
Yeah, it's a happy accident. We were on that curve well ahead of the point in time where we were forced to rely on it, and thankfully so.
So talk to me a little bit about how COVID has affected the supply chain in the U.S. and then we'll move into Canada.
Oh boy, I think we're all seeing supply chain disruptions impact our daily lives. I think I've had a new vehicle on order for over a year now, and I don't know when that's going to get delivered. So my trusty old Chevy truck is going to have to keep me rolling until that becomes available. But, that example you could cite in pretty much every area. If you're building a house right now, if you're trying to do an office remodel, and that, precipitates all the way down through supply chain. And the O&P industry is no different. We count on a lot of supplies that are used in other industries where that supply chain is just, really backed up right now. Carbon fiber braid, all your resins and glues with chemical inputs, all the inputs that go into manufacturing devices that go into a prosthetic or orthotic device. All of our manufacturers are citing extended delays, especially in where we're seeing it in a lot of the tools and equipment, certainly longer lead times. Prosthetic feet, high-end prosthetic feet certainly have a longer lead time now. All the materials and supplies as well. So it's really across the board. We try to buffer that supply chain the best we can, either through, increasing our stock levels and purchase orders with our supplier community, adapting. So we will shift material between distribution centers or rely on our suppliers to drop ship, to accelerate shipping when we have to. So we're doing everything in our power to mitigate the supply chain disruptions that we're seeing, but certainly they persist and we're not always able to deliver in the same time frames as we have been historically.
I'm seeing the same thing here in Canada. It's very similar, as in the U.S. I think, our customers have been very patient, which is a good thing, that they understand that it's not the distributor. We have to get it from the supplier and the supplier has to get it from the manufacturer. So they are very understanding, which is a good thing. It makes it a little easier on our end for sure.
Absolutely.
What what are your thoughts on reimbursements in the U.S. and Canada? Where is your head at around that?
Well, you know, certainly we're seeing a fair amount of downward pressure on reimbursement and challenges over reimbursement on certain types of devices. In the U.S., the entire off-the-shelf orthotic space has been under a lot of pressure. Spinal, knee, orthoses, things of that nature have had significant reimbursement pressure applied. And then there's a lot of pre-authorization activity happening in the U.S. around higher-end prosthetic devices. So just getting authorization to provide the device, you've got delay, and then you have additional authorization requirements occurring as two main examples here. I know the Canadian market, we're also seeing authorization time stretch out as well.
Yeah, before COVID hit, reimbursements have always been a hurdle. You really needed to have justification, especially with the high ticket items. But I think it's quadrupled almost in how reimbursement look at things now because of the challenges and the delays.
Yep.
How has staffing challenges affected this with COVID? Are you having issues with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you can point to almost any industry right now, and we're all experiencing a level of difficulty, not only recruiting, but also retaining key employees. There's, demand for employees. We're seeing lowest unemployment rates that we've seen in over 30 years. And so there's definitely demand for talent. Thankfully, we've been able to retain key employees throughout the pandemic. We did have a limited duration furlough of some of our sales team, but we're able to bring them back fairly quickly. So we're fortunate in that we've been able to maintain our key employees. We do struggle with staffing some of our entry-level positions, warehousing, particularly challenging these days to maintain staff and reduce turnover in that area.
And I think it's affecting both sides, of course. I was in a facility last week, and they have a staff of about 20, and 8 of them were off with COVID. So they were really scrambling. And I talked to a supplier yesterday, and they're treading above water because their staffing is diminished because COVID cases as well. So I think it's hitting us in all directions. You mentioned this a little bit earlier with regards to technology, that you were ahead of the curve on this. How is OrthoPed as well as Cascade addressing the issues and needs of the P&O community in 2022. As I mentioned, you talked about technology a bit. Can you expand a little bit with that, what you've done at Cascade to implement some of the higher technology in a situation, not just on the P&O side, but on a distributor side?
Yeah, sure. There's a couple of areas I'm really proud of that we've invested significantly in. One on the operational front, and then two more on the interface that we have available for our customers to shop and select required components for their practice. So on the operational front, we continue to work through facility automation. So we've implemented NVIDIA robotics, for example, in our U.S. distribution centers, and that helps alleviate some of the labor challenges we're seeing today. Again, happy accident there. We've been marching down this path of enhancing and automating our distribution centers, rolling that technology out within the last 6 months, and really being able to staff those material handling requirements with robotics and automation. So that again has followed a long path of developments and technology rollout in the operation. When we think about what we're providing to the P&O community, kind of front facing, I'm really proud of the work that we've embarked on and our far down the path on when it comes to categorization and creating a common set of attributes for all of the product categories in the O&P universe. So, it's interesting as you go through that exercise, looking at how manufacturers will provide attributes for essentially very similar products. And they're not common across suppliers in those catalogs that exist today. So we go through and try to harmonize that to make it very easy for a practitioner and even for our staff to help practitioners on the phone and expose that same information on our websites to make product selection and shopability, if you will, of the products in the industry much easier and accessible to the profession. It's it's always been a bit of a challenge, especially coming in as an outsider, understanding, okay, well, small, medium, large might be called, ply or thickness or something somewhere else. So to try to harmonize that across product categories so that you can shop prosthetic socks across all suppliers, for example, without having to deal with the intricacies of how different suppliers have called those things out historically. So we're really excited about that. Pretty much done with the prosthetic catalog, well through the orthotic catalog, got a little bit of work left to do on orthotics, and then we're working through supplies and equipment and some of the sheet good materials right now. So that will all be complete this year. Done a lot of work on web technology. We've rolled that out in the U.S. under the Cascade banner. We look to roll out similar functionality for OrthoPed. Probably middle of this year is the timing we've got slated for that. Also enabling returns, RMAs on the web versus having to call those in. We're excited about that. Just a lot of self-service features that that allow practitioners and facility staff to answer a lot of the questions without having to wait on a phone call to get those things done.
We sure have a lot of exciting projects on the go that are really going to benefit customers. You know, customers want to see you can have a great product, but if it's not easy to find, if it's not easy to order, you know, that can go by the wayside. You know, I've been in this field a long, long time, as you well know. Sometimes I hate to think how long, but the Cascade catalog was always the Bible, right? From I got in, you know, what do you need? What do we need to order? Let's go to the Cascade catalog. And, you know, it's nice to see that that's getting expanded again. And, you know, I know our technology is going to a non-paper way of life, but there are still lots and lots of practitioners out there that like to have that right by their bench. So that's good to see.
Yeah, and I think that's important to note, Jeff, that OrthoPed had a more restrictive catalog historically. I think since our investment, that's expanded pretty dramatically. And again, as we march through opening up the catalog for OrthoPed, we'll be bringing the rest of the products that are available through Cascade through OrthoPed in that process. So we'll have almost an identical catalog and product offering across the border. And that should be exciting for the P&O community in Canada to have access to all of those products in a quick time frame and on a platform that makes the product selection and shopping very easy and straightforward.
Well, there's lots of interesting things coming down the pipeline in the near horizon. And with that, I'd like to thank you very much for listening to this episode. I'd also like to thank Jeff for joining us today. Of course, if you have a show or topic for future episodes, you can email us at positiveoutcomes@orthoped.ca. New episodes are released every other Thursday at positiveoutcomes.ca, wherever you get your podcast. Positive Outcomes is a production of OrthoPed ULC in conjunction with our partners, produced by Jonathan Stone and Frederick Sove, and hosted by me, Jeff Newell and Simon Beal. Thanks again for listening, and until next time.